The Logic of You, 23. Monday, the sun rising across the gray, packed earth path, he attached what he had to her email and hit send. Just his notes in an outline, declare there had been an emergency. What a shame she didn't have more time. Maybe she could make sense of what he had done, still make it to Harvard in the fall, where he now knew there was a great Chicago-style hot dog stand, if it was still there. There would be no charge. Or maybe the notes and outline would accrue to something else in her brain, an irrational map pointing the way out of a confined box with a small hole near the mouth to breathe through, or where something could be inserted. Forceps, or a letter from her future self rolled up like a Dead Sea scroll. He drew out an old translation of Velmarin. Oh, the soft steps of the innocents, their silences overbrimming, make so, make of an evening dance a country where flames will converge. These lovers met. So the snow melts, and melts, and melts. And he thought he would finish the translation, which was like a transforming, out of his wife's breath, something the shape of a hot meal they could share, something brilliant in its use of bitter. At a small table against a window where, having chosen the wine, its origin, he could begin to explain what he had done and why, which would lead to a question, the only one that mattered and ever would.